Hello there, this is Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and I'm delighted to have been invited up to Wrighton today to speak to the magnificent 5 foot Fez. Hello Joe, hiya Ross and hiya Matt, great to see you again. It's been about 6 months since I've spoken to them, and there's been all sorts going on, big gigs, supports, big sports slots and big venues. And tell us a little bit, Matt, about Quadrophenia Theme Nights, run by Drew Stansall. You've done a couple of them.
Yeah.
One at the Witchwood and one at the Citadel in St. Helens. How did they go?
They went down really well. The thing that made them both really good nights was probably the venues they were at, because we'd never been to the Witchwood before, even though it's only Ashton, and it was really good venue. The Citadel we did last weekend, that was a really nice venue, very small and intimate. There's really good nights, everyone's dead up for it with all the mod stuff. So
yeah. Ross, both venues were absolutely round full, I think. Certainly the Witchwood one was, because I was there, but that must give you an extra buzz playing in front of a sea of faces.
It definitely makes it a bit easier.
Would you like to do the Quadrophenia Nights again? I mean, I don't know, have they asked you to do any more?
Yeah, we're looking at getting a few more in, but wider spread sort of thing. Really, really enjoyable nights.
Because they are a national, nationwide touring thing, aren't they? So is that something that might come off in the summer, do you think, now?
I think they take a break in the summer. I think there's a split in where the gigs, where the, like, skirt scene starts off, skirt rides and things, it kicks off again, basically, when they sort of stop towards the end of the summer. Looking at next year, the end of the year, it's looking quite good.
Good. Okay, Joe, you played at the Academy just recently with the Sex Pistols Dolls. Now, how did that go? I've seen the pictures, unfortunately I couldn't make it, but it sounds like another absolutely brilliant night. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was a great night. A lot of people there, definitely rammed, and it was mine and Ross's first time playing the Academy, so it was definitely a good experience, and nice band to support.
Yeah. obviously it's an all-female band, and they're a bit wild, shall we say. Are they kind of as wild as they look?
We had a good chat with them. We went and had a photo with them, and we were just talking to them for a while. Dead nice girls, you know.
We could do a moving on to the present day now and the short-term future, because there is a number of exciting things going on in the world of 5 foot Fez at the moment. The main piece of news is that you're shortly going to be releasing a new EP. I think the title track is Watch Me Fall, which is, I think the video's available on your Facebook site, I think, now, isn't it, to have a look at. So Matt, just tell us a little bit about the EP, when it's being launched, and about the tracks that are going to be on it.
Oh yeah, it's our first studio EP, because we had the other one, but I produced that in college from a gig, so it's nice to actually get in the studio and do it.
So which studio did you go in, mate?
We went to Futureworks University and do it, because my mate Adam, he's finishing his degree.
Is that Adam Briffa?
It is, yeah. He's doing his degree. He's been doing Golda Tungles as well, and Madding Crowd, he's been doing all them, but he's really been great to work with. Yeah, really getting what we want out of it. It's just about being finished. We're launching it at the Hard Rock gig, and using that as the EP launch, Hard Rock Cafe, on the 19th.
Just tell us about the tracks.
The first track is obviously the title track, Watch Me Fall, that we're having another new video made for. It's quite a very, very punky song.
Very upbeat, very fast, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very fast paced, probably one of the punkier ones that we do. It's one of the newer songs of ours, definitely. With it being one of the newer ones, with people maybe not have heard it before, it'd be good to release it properly rather than just all on videos and you know, something fresh to release.
Yeah. How many tracks is there?
It's going to be three tracks.
Three.
On it.
So what are the other two then?
The second track's called Find Me. That's quite punky, a bit slower, a bit more stable, but
a bit different for us, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not the kind of stuff that we've normally done. There's probably a few influences in there for that song, definitely, but I can't always put my finger on where they're from.
Do you think, Ross, that are you sort of looking at new avenues or directions or musical sounds to go down, if you like? Or
I suppose accidentally, yeah, we are. Throwing different things in into the mixer.
Yeah.
Just seeing what comes out, basically.
Yeah. Well, Joe, tell us about the third track then.
It's called Control. That is, it's a different style song to what we used to. It doesn't sound like us. It's a fun song to play, but it's always good to catch people off guard when they're used to dead punky songs, and then we bring something completely different along to it. Mm. It kind of gives us a bit of like diversity, so we're known as a band that don't really have a particular style. We've kind of got a bit of everything.
Yeah.
So we're not tied down to one theme, really.
So basically, you're wanting to appeal to as many people.
Yeah.
Pleasing everyone.
You touched on it there, Matt. The launch at the Hard Rock Cafe on June the 19th. you're very honoured to be asked to go on there. And they did ask you, didn't you?
Yeah, they approached us.
Are you looking forward to that one? That's a Hard Rock Cafe in Manchester, of course.
Well, at the moment, it's just going to be us focused on the EP mainly. We're using it as our EP launch.
Mm.
And with it being such a great venue, it's one of those venues where a lot of people, a lot of my mates especially, will definitely come down and support us. But yeah, we should be good. We should be able to release all the songs and release the video as well, because they've got a big projector in there. That'd be good to showcase that on there.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Bergs in there are good as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Have you seen a band in there before, Ross?
I've not myself, no.
Has anybody, any of you?
I've only been in once to use the toilet.
It'll be a good second visit then, won't it?
Yeah, thank God,
fantastic.
I've been in a couple of times and the food is brilliant.
Yeah. I've also been told that it might lead to an appearance at the Hard Rock Cafe in London, no less. Is that correct?
Yeah, it hopefully should be doing. Yeah, I mean, they're all quite connected with each other, so presuming it should all go well in Manchester, no reason why we wouldn't be able to get down to London and do it, or anywhere else around the country and do it.
You're certainly branching out, because we've also got, I've got a list of a few of the high profile gigs. You're playing with Scarface, you're playing at the Picturedrome at Home Firth, you've got the Scoot Fest at Haslingden, and then you've got the Ribble Valley Mod Weekend at September. You're certainly spreading your wings, aren't you?
Yeah, we just want to play as many places as possible, you know. Mm. The more, you know, the further away from home you get, the further, you know, the more people are going to see you. One thing we'd love to do as well is play abroad, because we've never ever played anywhere other than England, so even going to Scotland would be...
All right. Or Wales.
Yeah.
It seems to be getting to the stage where you're getting a little bit more recognition on a national stage. Is that fair to say? Are you getting sort of messages and support from people up and down the country? That, you know,
we're always getting messages. We get
people asking to come to weird places, you know, all over the place.
Yeah,
the odd one, like weirdly abroad, and like come to Spain and stuff. And
Rochdale.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's good hearing that the words spreading. Mm. You know, more than just the area that we're in.
How do you envisage sort of this year going in terms
I've not really got a picture painted out, to be honest. Just see how it takes us. There's no pressure on what we want to accomplish. It's more what do we accomplish, I think.
Yeah. Do you see yourself as kind of on telly and a bit of stardom, or what do you think?
I think we'd all love to do that. I think we'd all love to be like, you know, the next Jam.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it'd be fun. That's the dream, anyway.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Matt? I mean, what you see?
Wembley Stadium, all that.
Yeah,
you can definitely see himself on a sunbed.
Because it's a difficult old musical world out there, isn't it? With the amount of competition there is.
Yeah. And see what happens. I mean, we've all got university and college at the minute. You know, deal with that first, and then see what we can do when we're finished.
I will just go through quickly. Scarface are an absolutely unbelievable tribute band, aren't they? Have you played with them before?
A couple of times,
The Ukrainian club we've done.
Oh,
them.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
about three times or something.
Yeah.
Real, I've seen them.
So have you played at the Ruby Lounge before?
Yeah, we did it once before. Was it back end of last year, I think? Yeah,
we've played it.
Yeah, we've done it.
And what's the Picturedrome one? Is that supporting somebody else?
That's the Picturedrome's with the Beat, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
yeah, I think it is with the Beat. I did the Picturedrome years ago, and I love the venue.
Yeah,
great venue.
And then at the Mod Weekender at is it Clitheroe? Is it?
Yeah.
You're on with the Chords and the Circles, I believe.
Looking forward to that.
So
one.
Old mods like me will remember the Chords and the Circles, but there might not be a lot of people out there that remember the early 80s band. Check them out if you do. But I mean, that's quite a prestigious slot to get, that, isn't it?
Looking at Ribble Valley last year, there was some spectacle with the amount of people, the amount of scooters.
It's been nice to be asked back and at a bigger level as well, because we run at the Grand this year, which will be good.
Yeah, so that's in September. And then, then we'll I think we'll kind of wrap it up there, and we'll just keep monitoring the progress of 5 Foot Fez. All the listeners out there, do the same and just check them out on Facebook and keep up to date with them. And thanks for speaking to me, lads.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.